GDP figures are out today. We're officially out of a double dip recession, I believe the longest double dip recession since the 1950s in the UK. And to get the city's reaction, I've got Al Pari's James Hughes joining me on the line. James, firstly, what does this say about the economy? Are we emerging here?
I mean, I think you can't say this is anything but a very good sign that we're moving in the right direction. It's the fastest growth since 2007, which is another great sign. So the fact that we're statistically out of recession, the fastest growth since 07, they are all positive signs. Although I don't think it's a case where you can completely say we're out of the woods straight away. I mean, I think one of these issues is, of course, the Olympic side of this. Now, the Olympics has had a big impact on this growth figure, and that's fine for the third quarter. However, when it comes to the fourth quarter, we don't have the Olympics going on at the moment now. So everything that came with the Olympics and boosting growth won't be happening for the fourth quarter numbers when we get that. So it's just how much we retrace back. We don't expect to see huge growth figures for the fourth quarter, but it's as long as we don't retrace back too much. That's going to be the next big test.
Certainly, but you know, with the fourth quarters, traditionally, obviously, it's a Christmas period and the time when retail sales really are expected to rise. But I suppose we were saying that last year and we didn't really enjoy that much of a great period then. So this fourth quarter is key.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fourth quarter is always key because the one thing which is a huge barometer for how the economy is performing is how much people spend over the Christmas period, and that always tells us how much money people have in their pockets. And of course, the employment situation is another big one. So all of those factors play into the fourth quarter and that key Christmas trading period. Now, if we do see positive numbers and we do see the high street pick up and a lot of these sales perform particularly well, then we could be in for a case where we do see this fourth quarter continue to show strong growth as well as the third quarter. However, as you say, last year the fourth quarter wasn't very good. The sales figures weren't that great. A lot of the retailers struggled over that Christmas period. So we have to make sure that doesn't happen again. But what you get when times are tough and people don't have that much money in their pocket is the fact that you have quite aggressive pricing strategies by a lot of these retailers where their prices are slashed. There's big sales before the normal sales time of the year, and you tend to have the retailers not making so much money.
Yeah, and you know, taking these third quarter figures into account now, you know, obviously 1% growth is great. Unfortunately, we don't have an Olympics every quarter, as you alluded to before. I mean, it doesn't mean we're out the woods. How, looking long term, how many sort of quarters of consistent growth would it be before we could come out and say, well, we've come out of this bad time?
Well, of course, the statistical, when you're in recessions, it's statistically two quarters of negative growth. So, of course, we want to see two quarters of positive growth to say that we're moving in the right direction. But I think we need a bit more than that. I think we need to have a consistent time, 3 to 4 quarters. I mean, the year would be, of course, that what everyone is going for. To have 4 quarters of growth would be a real positive way, a positive step. But whether we're in that position just yet, of course, is yet to be known. As you say, we don't have an Olympics every quarter, so there are issues where we're going to fall back from that. And the number one barometer of how the economy is performing is the unemployment situation. People don't have jobs, they don't have money to spend, and you need two things in an active, thriving economy, and that's spending and lending. Now, and at the moment, we've still got the fact that the banks don't necessarily lend so much still, and of course, we won't see the spending figures until we see Christmas. So Christmas could be a very pivotal time for the UK economy.